names for the ladies, like Miss Boo and Miss Quick. He stockpiled weapons and took pot shots in the air. He feasted on their lovely bodies like a lunatic and wrapped himself up in their soft yellow hair. I can hear chants and incantations, and some guy is mentioning me in his prayers. Well, I don't know what it is, but there's definitely something going on upstairs. Feed yourself,
lads, just feed yourself. Lads, just feed yourself. Lads, just feed yourself. Back in the day.
Well, New York City, man. San Francisco, L.A., I don't know. But Larry grew increasingly neurotic and obscene. I mean, he never asked to be raised up from the tomb. I mean, no one ever actually asked him to forsake his dreams. Anyway, to cut a long story short, fame finally found him. Mirrors became his torturers. Cameras snapped him at every chance. The women all went back to their homes and their husbands with secret smiles in the corners of their mouths. He ended up, like so many of them do, back in the streets of New York City, in a soup queue, a dope fiend, a slave, then prison, then the madhouse, then the grave. Oh, poor Larry. But what do we really know of the dead, and who actually cares? Well, I don't know.
Fred Durst?
He's like Iggy.
Oh, you are sorely mistaken. I
play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh my God! I mean,
Wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It was like
the
ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS. It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS.
Thank you. Hey, lover. You are with us here on Radio Free GAC on 101.9 FM, CITR, UBC Campus Radio in Vancouver. As I just said, I'm your host, Darren. I am holding the fort for Gary tonight because it's part of CITR's first annual show swap. Possibly it will be the last annual show swap. We don't know. I think the guys from Chips with Everything covered Breakfast with the Browns pretty well this morning. They played some good stuff. So I think it's off to a reasonable start. Anyway, I'm Darren. As I just told you, I host Stereoscopic Readout on Thursday evenings, 6 to 7:30. But I'm with you tonight, and I have no idea who's covering the fort for me on Thursday. Not yet, anyway. If you really want to get your fix of Mr. Karhonen, he, I believe, will be hosting Shake a Tail Feather, which is on Friday evenings, 10:30 to midnight, and is a program you really should be listening to anyway, even if you are out and about. But you can probably catch some of it on your way out. Or if you're out even earlier, you can also catch Rainbow Groove, which is another fine program in our Friday night lineup. Anyway, started the show tonight with Daughters of Eve. That's a garage band from Chicago from 1966, early 66. It was probably recorded in 65. But that is kind of a lighter version of my stock and trade for my Thursday night show. You may be hearing some psychedelic music later on in tonight's broadcast, but as I'm covering Gary's show, I need to kind of stick to his format. So later on in the program, there will be a soundtrack segment. I've got some Zbigniew Preisner, who scored a number of Krzysztof Kieslowski films, but we're going to be looking at the soundtrack to Double Life of Veronique, and also, Piero Piccioni and his work on the Camille 2000 soundtrack. We'll also be giving a few tracks from that a spin. But to get the evening off in a very casual fashion, here's the Aphex Twin. Thank you.
Thank you. before I can do the show.
You're starting tonight.
Well, do it live! If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
This radio station was named Kowalski in honor of the last American hero to whom speed means freedom of the soul. The question is not when he's gonna stop, but who is gonna stop him.
Woo!
101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver is the station. Radio Free Gak is the show, and I'm Darren, your host for this evening. If you're just tuning in, we are on the first day, day one of CITR's show swap. Gary will be on later this week hosting Shake a Tail Feather at 10:30 on Friday evening for Jason. I don't know who Jason's covering, and I don't know who's covering my show. Could be Luke Mead. I heard he was going for it. But that's beside the point for now. Started that set off with the Aphex Twin from the Richard D. James album and Finger Bib. Been looking for the song after I played after that. I've been looking for that for a while. And thanks to the magic of CITR's quite substantial CD and vinyl library, I found it. A band called Icebreaker. And from their one and only CD that I'm aware of, Distant Early Warning, we heard Melody for NATO. And that is from NATO Arts, which was a NATO-owned record label. I'm going to say that again. NATO had a record label in the early in the late 90s. That was from 1999. As far as I can tell, this was the only release on it, this band Icebreaker. But if you don't believe me, and I wouldn't blame you if you didn't, you can go to www.natoarts.com. The project is, well, let's call that up right now, because they've got some interesting, well, they got a definition of what they do. Oh, no, I don't want to navigate away from that page. Let's redo that again. NATOArts.com. NATO Arts is an international arts organization which seeks to promote global security and stability through the exhibition of works of conceptual art. It is governed by a 19-member board of directors with representation from each of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization member states. As of 2004, NATO Arts activities have been suspended until further notice, and its founding members are currently pursuing other projects. But, Icebreaker International. Icebreaker International is New York's Alexander Pearls and London's Simon Brake. Since the release of the critically acclaimed Distant Early Warning in September of 1999, the duo have worked with the support of NATO Arts Board of Directors. Oh, they did have two. How about that? Train Maersk, a report to the NATO Arts Board of Directors. In fact, they have two albums, apparently. So there you go. Icebreaker. But yes, NATO moving into the world of, well, let's just say they're bombing the hell out of commercial or conceptual art now. And that went over like a lead balloon. Followed Icebreaker with Bowery Electric from their 1997 album Beat. You heard Fear of Flying. Julian Cope, the head remix of Heed. Of Penetration and the City Dweller. Got that from a dub compilation called 110 Below. And there's some other things on it. There's some Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan on it. There's some Tricky. There's some Killing Joke, African Head Charge. And of course, Primal Scream's Higher Than the Sun dub symphony in two parts makes an appearance. And speaking of Primal Scream, that was the last track you heard in that set. And that brings us into the soundtrack portion of tonight's show. The song was Kowalski, obviously their homage to the 1971 film Vanishing Point, starring Barry Newman and Cleavon Little. Cleavon Little being, that was his, probably his second best known role after Blazing Saddles. He played the demented blind DJ Super Soul. And Barry Newman, I think that's probably the, I wouldn't say it's the, qualifies as the biggest film he's ever been in, but it's certainly the one he's best, or he's most associated with, the cult classic, Vanishing Point. It's worth a, I guess it's worth a look if you're interested. But not something I'd permanently add to my DVD collection. Anyway, we are here in the soundtrack portion of tonight's show. And first up, we've got Zbigniew Preisner. Zbigniew Preisner is Polish-born composer who's best known for his work with Krzysztof Kieslowski. He's done a number of other projects since Kieslowski's death in 1996, but he's best known for his work in the Three Colors trilogy. But we're going to be looking at, he also did a couple of soundtracks for Kieslowski's Decalogue series in the late 80s. But we're going to be looking at the music he scored for the 1991 film Double Life of Veronique, starring Irène Jacob in two roles. It's basically a film which takes place. It's a film with two characters, both named Veronique or Veronica. One growing up in Poland, the other one growing up in Paris. And Irène Jacob plays both roles. And it basically, if you haven't guessed it by now, it does deal quite heavily with the metaphor of the doppelganger. And there's also a subtext to it involving marionettes and kind of their use as a metaphor for free will. But it's quite actually a nice film. I did go out and get it when it was on video, VHS, and it is available as well on DVD, but in North America only. But it's well worth checking out if you're curious at all. It's a very ethereal piece. Doesn't exactly have much of a plot, but yet it is quite engaging, or at least I found it to be. But anyway, that's enough about me babbling on. The first track we're going to listen to is, and if you're familiar with Kieslowski's films, Preisner in Three Colors Blue, as well as Double Life of Veronique, composed under a pen name, Van den Budenmeyer, which is a fictitious Dutch composer of the Baroque period. We're going to be starting off with the pseudo Van den Budenmeyer's Concerto in E minor, and then go to some shorter incidental music, which Preisner recorded written for the film. But first up, this is Van den Budenmeyer's Concerto in E minor, version 1798.
Thank you.
And we are back to Radio Free Gak here on 101.9 FM CITR. I'm Darren, your host for this evening, and this evening only, covering for Gary, who is phoned in and actually filled me in on the missing pieces of the big switcheroo that's happening this week. I'm covering for Gary tonight. Gary's covering for Jason Shake a Tail Feather on Friday evening, and Jason will be covering for me on Thursday. So I'm really looking forward to hearing that. Should be interesting. Jason's got a wicked record collection. As you'll know, if you've heard that show, if you've heard his show, Shake a Tail Feather, before. So we've just been listening to Zbigniew Preisner's soundtrack for Krzysztof Kieslowski's film, The Double Life of Veronique. What did we hear? Started that off with Zbigniew Preisner composing under a pseudonym, Vanden Budenmeier, and that was Concerto in E Minor, the 1798 version. On the soundtrack, there's also a more orchestrated 1802 version, which I didn't play. And then followed with Childhood, the tracks Childhood, Alexandra, Les Marionettes, and then the end titles. Zbigniew Preisner composing, and that was also, where are we at here? Antoni Witt conducting the Great Orchestra of Katowice in Poland and the Philharmonic Choir of Silesia. The soloist voice was Elżbieta Towarnicka, and the flute soloist was Jacek Ostasiewski. Sorry. I am a Polish background, but sometimes I need my practice on pronunciation. The next, actually, interesting trivia on Zbigniew Preisner was that he was born Zbigniew Antoni Kowalski, tying in again with Vanishing Point there, but he adopted his wife's surname after they got married. Another bit of trivia is that he's entirely self-taught as a composer, taught himself music by listening to classical records and then transcribing the parts, which ties us into our next soundtrack composer, Piero Piccioni, who was also a self-taught musician. He actually learned music by listening to jazz records before the Second World War, which is probably no mean feat, because, I mean, if Mussolini's Italy was anything like Hitler's Germany, jazz was quite heavily frowned upon. He was a very big fan of Art Tatum and Charlie Parker, and after the war, he had a big band and he had a band, had a piece called 013, which was the first 013 big band. Oh, it's the 013 big band, sorry. Reading this off Wikipedia. Piccioni's 013 big band was also the first jazz band to be broadcast on Italian radio after the Second World War, after the fascists were completely overthrown. But I have for you tonight excerpts from his soundtrack to the movie Camille 2000, which... get the information out here. Directed by Radley Metzger, it is an adaptation of Alexandre Dumas' The Lady of the Camellias, or La Dame aux Camélias, starring Daniel Gobert, Nino Castelnuovo, and Eleonora Rossi Drago. The Lady of Camellias is set to modern-day context in Rome, full of sexual innuendo. But this time, the young prostitute in question is madly in love with the son of an industrialist and does not die of tuberculosis, but is a drug addict instead. So, I'm not going to play the theme song because it's a bit long and it's a bit misleading as regarding the rest of the soundtrack, but it is quite indicative of where the soundtrack goes. However, you're going to hear very quickly, it's a very mod set. The movie is I've seen parts of it. It's a very mod art direction. Lots of pure white sets and interiors in it. And this is a very, well, you're going to hear basically what the soundtrack is like. And hopefully you'll dig it as much as I do. Starting things off, this is the track Charms.
Thank you.
Piero Piccioni's soundtrack record for the 1970 film Camille 2000. Soundtrack, the disc itself doesn't actually contain much in the way of information on who played on that album, but it was Piccioni's score and him conducting the recording of the soundtrack. And we have 20 minutes until Gavin starts tonight's installment of The Jazz Show from 9 until midnight. He's here now. He's sorting a few things out. But for the next 20 minutes, I have a grab bag of stuff, an assortment of various things, which I'm going to be playing for you here on Radio Free GAC on 101.9 FM CITR. And I'm going to start things off with some Northern Soul. This is Patty Austin.
I've a guy they say who is no good, but he likes my style and that's so good. He may not be as smart as he could be, and he's not always good like he should be. Good enough for me. When he treats me rough, I don't mind it, 'cause that's the way love is when you find it. Though I know he is bad like the weather, but when he says he will love me forever, then he's good enough for me. Yes, he's good enough for me. Good enough for me.
People in the town where we live say she's not quite right, but she don't fit in with a small town. They just can't understand why she's got to be free, and for their lives only she cries. Liza Radley, see her jump through loneliness. Liza Radley, take me when you go. And all the people in the town where we live say she's not quite right, but she don't fit in with a small town. They just can't understand why she's got to be free, and for their lives only she cries. Town where we live say she's not quite right, she don't fit in with a small town.
yet he's come to understand why she's got to be free. And for their lives on as she cries, Liza Radley, I pledge myself to you alone. And she kissed my face and said, love me is nothing at all. She kissed my face and said, life means nothing at all.
Amuse-toi, ne te gêne pas, pas pour moi. Amuse-toi, ça ne change rien, rien pour moi, puisque tu sors sans moi ce soir, comme tous les autres soirs. Je n'y peux rien, amuse-toi bien, bien. Amuse-toi, mais je te préviens simplement que cette fois je ne compterai plus le temps. Ne te presse pas pour rentrer. Triste à présent, ce n'est pas moi qu'il faudra trouver à présent, car je suis plus triste que toi, puisque tu sors sans moi, tu le sais bien, amuse-toi bien.
Saturday afternoon, watch the world get destroyed. Imagination runs wild to the edge of the void. Richard Nixon resigned to a cartoon strip. The revolution unhinged enough to make you flip. Saturday afternoon. Saturday afternoon. Saturday afternoon, what a day for a riot. You out on the street, you know you really should try it. Do I seem out of my mind? That's what the teachers all say. It's 1970 now, flower power is dead. Flower power is dead. Just hyperactive, that's all. You need to really get lost to build yourself a wall. I spend my weeks in a trance, I strain my eyes on the moon. I made a strange listening dream of Saturday afternoon. Saturday afternoon.
Outrageous Cherry from their 2001 disc Supernatural Equinox, and that was Saturday Afternoon, which you can also hear. Actually, I believe it was something of the inspiration, or partly the inspiration behind the movie Monkey Warfare, the 2001 release directed by Reginald Harkema, starring Don McKellar. At least that song does pop up in the movie, and the movie used the tagline "Flower Power is Dead," which it got from that song. So that was the penultimate set of the evening for my guest hosting of Radio Free GAC. I hope I didn't tread on too many toes for you, but you'll get your fix of Gary on Friday, covering for Jason and Shake a Tail Feather, starting at 10:30 p.m. on Friday evening, and Jason will be covering for me. My show is Stereoscopic Readout, which you can catch on Thursdays 6 to 7:30 p.m. But from the top, we started that with some Patty Austin, and He's Good Enough for Me. You heard The Jam from their Extras album, the singles and B-sides and rarities album, demos and so forth album, which I used to have, and I still actually have the jewel case for it, but the CD's gone missing, which is more's the pity, because there's a ton of good stuff on it. And then you heard Liza Radley, followed that with Alice Donna and Amuse-toi Bien, and then wedged in between Alice and Outrageous Cherry were Broadcast, and track from their second album, The Noise Made by People, Paper Cuts. Anyway, that's it from me for this evening. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR, and Gavin Walker is up next with The Jazz Show, and I will be leaving you with some Richard Hawley. So, good night. Thank you.
bind to rise. It seems tonight, God, I'm so tight, but my act is fine. Be the one to carry on. I'm halfway there.